Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Keshavanand Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 14th chapter, 12th sloka. Before handing over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to ask Nitravinda Mamtamai Mataji to give a brief introduction. Mataji, please take over. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dandat Pranam to all dear devotees. So I'm going to read a small introduction for His Grace Keshavanand Prabhuji. Dr. Keshavanand Prabhuji is a professional doctor and a monk. Since last 20 years, Prabhuji has conducted extensive research and authored books in the field of science and spirituality. He feels the rift between science and spirituality must disappear to bring peace in the world. If spirituality is a superstition and myth, science is materialistic and atheistic. A new approach to life is needed today that can bring the best of both. Science must re-embrace spirituality and must be humble to admit its fact, defects, and flaws. And spirituality must base itself on sound, scientific, and rational ideas. Dr. Keshavanand Prabhuji has found this approach in the Sanskrit sutras of the Vedas and Bhagavad Gita. For decoding the Sanskrit sutras of Vedas and Bhagavad Gita, Prabhuji has studied Sanskrit and Western and Indian philosophy. Besides Sanskrit, he also learned Bengali, Gujarati, Marathi and Kannada to know about other traditions. Prabhuji's persistent endeavor in the field of science and spirituality has enabled him to come up with seminars on diverse topics like science and science fails to explain life, consciousness and beyond, etc. that he has presented in various colleges in India, Europe and America. Under the guidance of His spiritual master, His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj, Prabhuji has started a Gurukul, a traditional Vedic system of education in Punjab, India, where children learn the ancient Vedic culture and values. Besides this, Prabhuji has started a farm community. The community has a traditional way of living in a mud huts and thatched roofs with cows and, of course, farming. The communities will set a model for the world to show how to live a life based on the principles of simple living and high thinking. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for the introduction. Who is going to read the sloka, Mataji?
I can read, Mataji.
Mataji can read.
Required. Okay. Please bear with me when I read this sloka. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.14.12. स यदा दुग्धपूर्व सुकृतास्तदा कारश्कर ककातुन दादि अपुण्या द्रुमालता विशोदा पानवद उभायार्थ शून्य द्रविणान जीवान मृतान स्वयं जीवान मृत्यमाना उपधावती. Translation: Due to his pious activities in previous lives, the conditioned souls attains material facilities in this life. But when they are finished, he takes shelter of wealth and riches, which cannot help him in this life or the next. Because of this, he approaches the living dead who possess these things. Such people are compared to impure trees, creepers, and poisonous wells. But by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, the wealth and riches acquired through previous pious activities should not be misused for sense gratification. Enjoying them for sense gratification is like enjoying the fruits of poisonous tree. Such activities will not help the conditioned soul in any way, neither in this life nor the next. However, if one engages his possession in the service of the Lord under the guidance of a proper spiritual master, he will attain happiness in this life and the next. Unless he does so, he eats a forbidden apple and thereby loses his paradise. Lord Sri Krishna therefore advises that one possession should be given unto him. Yat karoshi yat asnasi yat juhuti dadati yat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva mad arpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. Bhagavad Gita 9.27. Material wealth and opulence attained through previous pious activities can be fully utilized for one's benefit in this life or next if one is Krishna conscious. One should not try to possess more than he needs for the bare necessities. If one gets more than is needed, the surplus should be fully engaged in the Lord's service. That will make the conditioned soul, the world, and Krishna happy. And this is the aim of life. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Oh, Mataji, we don't see Keshavananda Prabhu on the call. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my beloved senses. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association towards this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 5, 14th chapter, 12th sloka. Prabhuji, we already read the prose also, verse.
Yeah, fine.
You can please take over the call, Prabhuji.
Yeah, thank you for that. Sorry, I'm late.
It's okay. You're fine.
Can you just wait a minute. I just need that verse now. Yeah, this is a verse 5:14:12. We have already read it. Can you show me the translation? Yeah. Prabhupada writes, due to his past activities in previous life, the conditioned soul attains material facilities in this life, but when they are finished, he takes shelters of wealth and riches, which cannot help him in this life or the next. Because of this, he approaches the living dead. Who possesses these things? Such people are compared to impure trees, reapers, and poisonous plants. Okay, fine. Just forget it. Just leave it. I got it here. So we are in 5:14:12. The material world has great forest of enjoyment. Yeah, that's it. Okay. My voice is clear to all of you. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes. Okay, so this is the verse about enjoyment in the material forest. And that it's an allegory given here. But through examples, they are trying to teach us that material world is not a good place to live in. That's what ultimately the conclusion is. It's not a good place to live in. There was this Michael Jackson who, actually, when I was young, there was one famous song of Michael Jackson. I think he got a Grammy Award for that too. And that was So Make the World the Better Place to Live In. This was a very famous song of Michael Jackson, and people were holding candles and what peace, make the world a better place to live in. At that time, anyway, I was young, so I couldn't really understand. It was nice. But the point is, it's absolutely philosophically wrong. Material world is not a good place to live in. This conviction we should have. This conviction we should have. If we don't have this conviction, then there's no point of doing devotion. Because Srimad Bhagavatam says that verse, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Rathokshaje Ahitake Pratyate Atma Suprasthiti. No. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janyati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Charyat Ahitukam. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, that when your devotion to Vasudev Bhagavati, when your devotion to God, who is known as Vasudev, now why in that verse Vasudev is, Bhagavan is called Vasudev? So what's that verse, Vasudev Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita? Number? Anyway, yeah, I think first canto, second chapter, eighth verse, I think, yeah, this chapter. So first canto, second chapter, eighth or seventh verse.
Seventh.
Yeah, first canto, second chapter, seventh verse. Very important verse, actually, the most important verse. One of the most important verse. Vasudeva Bhagavati. Sukadeva Goswami, he says, when there is devotion to Bhagavan, Bhagavati, and the name he uses is Vasudeva. Why? It's Vasudeva or Vasudeva?
Vasudeva.
The name he uses is Vasudeva. Why? Because Vasudeva means who stays everywhere. Vas means to stay. Dev means a deity. The deity who is everywhere. That's very important. So Krishna is everywhere. That aspect of Krishna, that he's omnipresent. And consequently, therefore, he is omniscient. And thus, because he's omniscient, he's omnipotent. In other words, he's present everywhere. Because he's present everywhere, outside, inside, in every atom under antarastas, parmanucha antarastha. That is why he knows everything. He has all the information because he's everywhere. And because he has all information, that's why he's all powerful. Because anybody who has all information like Google, they're all powerful. They can manipulate information, they can do anything. So that is why Bhagavatam says Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. The idea is, when you have bhakti yoga prayojita, when your goal is absolutely clear, what is the goal? To actually do devotion to Vasudeva, to serve him, to serve him who is everywhere. Now, that's very important to understand. Sukadeva Goswami could have used Krishna, Govinda, Adhokshaja, there are so many words, but why he uses Vasudeva? To emphasize this point, that bhakti yoga is not difficult. If Krishna is everywhere, then to think of him is not difficult. In fact, one reporter came to Prabhupada. I think one reporter or one person, congregation. He was asking Prabhupada, it's so difficult to think of Krishna 24 hours. Prabhupada said, so difficult to forget Krishna. Prabhupada said, because Krishna is everywhere. So Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. The idea is, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, when you have devotion to the Supreme Lord with the understanding of all His majesties, all His greatness, His omnipotence, His omniscience, His omnipresence, it's not just sweetness. Devotion without the knowledge of greatness is actually like a lust between a boy and a girl. Devarshi Narada says in Narada Bhakti Sutra, Jaranameva, Narada Bhakti Sutra, Narada Muni says, devotion devoid of knowledge of greatness of God and only knowledge of sweetness is Jaranameva, is like lust play between a boy and a girl. Narada Bhakti Sutra, I forgot that sutra, but very nice, Jaranameva, Narada Muni says. Svasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janyati Ashubhe Raghavam. Now that's the point I want to bring here. I want to connect to this verse. If you have such a devotion where you are absolutely aware of greatness of Supreme Lord, and of course you also know His sweetness, and Prayojita means your goal or focus and or aim in life is only Bhakti Yoga, is only devotion to Lord, Supreme Lord, nothing else. You might get distracted sometimes. You might fall down sometimes. But nevertheless, your aim is clear. You'll get up and again continue your journey. That's what is type of devotion which Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning. If that type of devotion is there, then what happens? Then you get two symptoms. Janyati Ashu Vairagyam. Immediately in your life, you will have two symptoms. What? Vairagyam. That's the first symptom. Vairagya means detachment from this material world. Distaste for this material world. Srila Prabhupada says this material world is like a stool. It's Krishna's stool. So we don't like everything about Krishna. Prabhupada says it's Krishna's stool. So we don't like it. This is interesting. Although it's Krishna's stool, but never the Lord's stool. So Vairagya, we have this taste for this material world. Why? Because Krishna doesn't like this material world. He doesn't profess this material world. So we don't like it. Because everything is everything is temporary, everything is full of sufferings, miseries, everything is wrongly wired here. So and Vairagyam, so first symptom is detachment from this material world. Second is second is you get knowledge if you do good devotion. Now, here knowledge means, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, knowledge means divine qualities. Krishna says everything besides this, what I have told you, 13th chapter. So Krishna in 13th chapter, he enumerates divine, 16th chapter, he enumerates divine qualities, I think 19, 20 divine qualities right in the beginning. And then he says, this I declare to be knowledge, everything else is ignorance. So virtues, good qualities, according to Krishna, that's knowledge. So these two qualities we'll get. And that's what is the, actually this chapter, this verse is talking about, this whole chapter is talking about. That if you're on right track, if you're doing good devotion, then you should develop Vairagya. Otherwise, devotion has no meaning. It has no meaning. You can't have both things. You can't say, I like Krishna and like I like this material world. It's absolute useless proposal. It's actually an offense for Krishna. It's offense towards Krishna. I mean to say, you have put Krishna and material world on same platform. I like Krishna, I like material. So material world is as attractive as Krishna, then that is a disgrace. That is a defamy of Krishna. Krishna's attractiveness far surpasses the attractiveness of this material world. In fact, it surpasses so much that in front of Krishna, this material world is absolutely not attractive. It's rather this material world appears as a disgust when anybody is attracted towards Krishna. So this verse is specifically talking about money, riches. And what this verse is saying. And now this verse is saying the conditional zones actually sukritatada. So this verse is saying that due to previous sukrutis, this is 5, 14, 12. Due to previous sukrutis, yada, when a person gets, due to previous sukrutis, previous past credits, some riches, some money. So we all get, Janma Aishwarya Shruti Shrivir, Kunti Maharani says, a birth, our wealth, our education or intelligence, and our name and fame. All these four are decided from previous lives. You can't change it. You can try whatever you want, but you won't be able to change it. If you try to change it, you will get frustrated. You might work 28 hours and you can earn $1 million and then you can show to your astrologer your chart and he will say, well, in your chart there is no money, but how do you get money? Worked hard. But well, so I changed my destiny. So Keshanru, your lecture is wrong. No, your Vedas are wrong. No, absolutely not wrong. You can get money, $1 million, but you will not be able to enjoy. That's another thing. If you have $1 million and if you can enjoy it, it is as good as mud. And that's what Chanakya Pandit says, no? Chanakya Pandit says, par dara matravat, par dareshu matravat, par dravyeshu nostravat. See other woman as your mother. See other's wealth as mud. Why? Because you can't use it. That's the whole idea. Because you can't use it. That's why you have to see it as mud. Because if you see it as money, then you will get frustrated. Why don't I have, I want that and this and that. And because you can't use it, so it's adequate mud for you. So that's the whole point there. So if in your destiny, suppose if in your destiny you have enjoyment for how much? Suppose in your destiny you have enjoyment for $1,000 only in this year. In this year you can enjoy $1,000. But if you earn $1 million, you will not be able to enjoy $1 million. You will only enjoy $1,000. Rest of the time what will happen? Either you become sick or you will have law cases. Court cases, you will not be able to enjoy your money. It will be just either to be sacked off or it will just lie down and you will not be able to enjoy. That's the whole idea. Purva Sukratas. Due to past credits, we get whatever we have. But the dugdha, but after some time, it will get exhausted. it will be finished. It will not be temporary. No. Everything is temporary. So that's why one of the saint, I forgot his name, I think Bhrathrihari, he says, what's the point of earning? Because whatever you get in by destiny, you will get it. And whatever you will lose by destiny, you will lose it. So, where do you want to earn? And that is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you serve, you take care of my problems and I will take care of your problems. One of the saint, I forgot, one of the Christian saint, he or she, they said, I think it's written in Bible. It's written in Bible. I think Christ said to his disciples that my father, he says, you take care of my problems and I'll take care of your problems. And that's there in Bhagavad Gita, by the way. Yathamam prapadyante tam sate bhajamyam. It's the same thing. Krishna says, you take care of my life and I'll take care of your life. Don't worry about that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his songs, I think in Sharanagati, there are a few songs about this Gopri Devarnam Gatha. So in one of the songs, he says, we are like servants of God. We don't have to take care. We don't have to worry about the maintenance of our life. We worry about maintenance of God's mission. And he worries about our life. Don't worry about your eating, your sleeping, your house, what will happen. Don't worry. Now you can say, I'm grihastha, so I have to worry. Well, you might be grihastha, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a grihastha. So he was working, but he was not worrying. They are two different things. So that's Sayada Dugdha Purva Sukritas. So everything will be finished after some time. Then what happens is, then what happens is tada, when your previous pious credits are exhausted, yada, when your all pious credits are exhausted, and when your pious credits are exhausted, you will lose riches. No matter how much you will try to retain it, your money will slip from your hand, just as water drains out into a into a drain. You can't stop it. It'll just slip from your hand. No matter how much you try to preserve it, you will not be able to do it. Circumstances will become like that and you lose everything. So, actually, there was one person, 10, 15 years back, I'm talking. This one person, he was there and he came to us and he said, you know, in my astrology, I have big losses there. So he was crorepati. He was a millionaire. And he showed his chart, and the chart, and the astrologer told, see, in 1 month, you will lose everything. So he was really tense, and because we are saints, so he asked, Prabhuji, what should we do? So I said, I told, okay. He was not a devotee, so I didn't really advise him. I wrote chant Hare Krishna, whatever, don't worry. But anyway, he was an materialistic. So he went to another astrologer, he showed that astrologers said, okay, do some solutions. So he did some solutions. But what happened was he did some solutions and he told, okay, so in your astrology it's written that you will get losses in this kind of business. So do one thing, change your business. So then it might solve the problem. So he changed the business, everything, and everything was nice. So within 1 month he was about to become a, from Karodpati he was about to become Mangipati, something like that. So just 1 week was left and he met us and he said, Prabhuji, I said everything and that changed everything as project. And what happened was just 4 days before, like 1 month ending, he got a heart attack. That's a different problem. He got a heart attack. He was admitted in the hospital. His factory got fired. But he was in hospital. He couldn't handle anything. Everything became zero. He was on roads. And then after 1 month, I met him. He met me. So he told Prabhuji, I've finished everything. I tried. Then he told me, Prabhuji, I've got realizations. We should not try to fight our destiny. It's impossible. Let the things come and let the things go. That's what Prahlajmana's advice is. Just as distress comes on its own, we don't invite distress. Similarly, happiness will come. Don't worry. And just as happiness goes away, distress will also. You just sit and watch the entertainment. That is a good life. This life is a big entertainment. Just sit, don't try to do anything, don't try to poke your nose, don't try to adjust, just watch. Do something minimal to sustain your life, isn't it? That's all. Something, if your household has some minimal, some small house, and by some kids, they are reading something, just keep on going. Don't worry about anything else. Just put your entire energy in thinking how to serve Krishna. And now so many people, they do life insurance, isn't it? Well, I think you should do mission insurance. What about Krishna's mission? you do life insurance, what will happen to my life? You should do mission insurance. What will happen to Krishna's mission? What about that insurance? Who will get that insurance?
Hello,
I think somebody's unmuted, Mataji. You have to unmute them. Okay, thanks. Okay, so that mission insurance, that is what is devotion. We all have to get a mission insurance, not life insurance. Just think about God and He will think about you. That's a deal. That's a deal. You think about yourself, Krishna will think about himself. That's all. That's a deal. So that's what he says. When all your previous past credits are exhausted, you might be happy. So much money, this, but one day there'll be nothing. Tada, that time what happens is Karaskara Kakatunda Adi Apunnedrum Lata Vishodapan. So what happens is then you approach people who have money. Like your relatives, right? Your relatives or your friends, please help me. But the verse is, these people whom you're asking help, they are compared to impure trees, creepers and poisonous berries. Actually, they are, the more you ask for help from other people who have money, you actually are harming yourself. Why? Because then you are going, because one thing is you are undergoing a debt, a loan, and you are obliged to those persons. And then you have to fulfill their desires. So you're getting more entangled and entangled and entangled and entangled. And if you get a loan, then you're in trouble. Your whole life you're busy spending loans. In fact, loan is such a problematic thing that that it is said in scriptures, loan destroys not only the person who takes loans. But the generations beyond, as the children is busy in paying the loans. So actually they are saying one problem is your past credits are over. Another problem, you approach people for some temporary relief, but that's also temporary, and then you end up in more problems. Ubhay artha shunya dravyanam jivan jivan ritan. This is very important. You are, this verse is, a person in such a situation is the living dead. He's living and he's dead. Why such a person is called living dead? Because this person has absolutely no, will have absolutely no time to practice spirituality. Once you go in this loop of asking money, you will have absolutely no time to practice spirituality. You'll be either busy earning money to repay, or you'll be completely be full of anxieties. Because if you don't pay, they will come and kill you, right? Or they will demand something in return. Nobody is selfless. So you end up in more material complications. So you're living dead. Actually, Sukhdev Goswami uses this word in first canto. People who have no devotion in their hearts, they are walking dead. This term, I think Sukhdev Goswami uses. Walking dead. So there's a movie also, horror movie. The Walking Dead. There's a movie also, The Living Dead. You can see on YouTube. These are famous old movies. Living Dead, The Walking Dead. At the time of hippies, these kind of movies were made. The Night of Living Dead, that was very famous at the time of hippies. Night of Living Dead. So these people are almost dead. They look living, but they're dead. Their heart is dead. That's the whole point. That's why they're called living dead. Their heart is dead. Their heart is not calling God. Their heart is completely engrossed in money, wealth, their own life. This kind of heart is not appreciated. It's a steel-framed heart. A heart which doesn't melt on seeing Krishna. Bhava eva sandarana atma. Hirdiyasya marsne. Heart doesn't melt by seeing Krishna. That doesn't melt by seeing Krishna. That heart is useless, Sukhdev Goswami says. A heart which doesn't have emotions for Krishna's service, that heart is useless. It's waste. It's dead, according to spiritual calculations. So that's why they are called living dead people. Swayam jivan mriyamana upadhavat. And he approaches such person who are also living dead. So I think this society is a society of zombies, I think so. Zombies are living dead people. They appear living but they're dead. And there's so many zombie movies. Zombie Apocalypse. Zombie 2022, something like that. I'm just thinking of some zombies. These are all zombie societies. They have no heart. There was one book written by, I think, what's that book? So there's a book written in Gaudiya Math. There's a book. And the book's name is The Heart of Krishna. So it's a very beautiful book. Krishna, I don't know who wrote it, but I think it was from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So The Heart of Krishna, and that talks about, I think it was written by Bhakti Vishwakarma. It's a beautiful book, and there actually he says that Krishna consciousness is all about heart. It's all about heart. So it's all about emotions. That's the whole idea. Of course, it's all about guided emotions, not random, sporadic emotions, but guided emotions. Emotions guided through philosophy. That is emotion. So, Srila Prabhupada writes here, Prabhupada actually brings a point here in the purport that until unless, Prabhupada brings an interesting point. Prabhupada says, well, so what to do? So we should not earn money, because you get money and then you lose money and then you're after money. So money, it creates problem. So what should you do? Prabhupada actually brings an interesting point. Prabhupada says, if you get money from your pious credits, from previous lives, from your parents, or some lotteries,
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, we can't hear you.
Prabhuji has left the meeting, Mother Jesus.
So just as Ambarish Prabhu, he got money from previous lives, George Harrison, he got name and fame. So Prabhupada says, don't become full-time. We'll use your name, fame in service of Krishna. Quite interesting advice, because of Ambarish and because of George Harrison, we know what push these both personalities gave to the movement in America and in England. They used everything. So in Krishna consciousness, we don't want to discard anything. We want to use in service of Krishna. But it's not that. But this proposal that first you earn money and then engage in service of Krishna, that is wrong. That Prabhupada is actually not supporting in this book. That's Prabhupada says material wealth and opulence attained through previous activities can be fully utilized for one's benefit in this life and the next if one is Krishna consciousness. One should not try to possess more than he needs for bare necessities. See, if one gets more than is needed, surplus should be fully engaged in Lord's service. Prabhupada says, if one gets more than what is needed. So that theory which nowadays stupid people they advise in our institution also, that okay, first you earn money and then engage in service of Krishna. This is also service of Krishna. It's useless. That's not Prabhupada supporting. So many youths are being advised like that by so-called devotees that no problem. Even earning money and engaging in service of Krishna is service. Well, earning is not service. Engaging money is service of Lord. That's all right. But if you get by your previous destinies, that's the whole point. Janmaishware Shruti Shrivi, any of these four, higher birth, fame, Shruti, knowledge, scholarly, and money. But don't try to earn them. Don't try to earn so much money. Don't try to earn so much fame that, oh, I'm becoming famous because then I will use that fame in service of Krishna. But before you become famous, your devotion will become infamous. That's what is going to happen. You'll go down the drain. In the American parlance, you'll go down the rabbit hole. That's what they say. So, Don't do that. It's a nonsense proposal. So you have got intelligence from your previous life, use it in service of Krishna. But don't try to become intelligent. Don't do that. whatever intelligence you have, just do devotion with that capacity. Don't try to become intelligent like others. You'll not be able, you can't do it. It's impossible. And that is where we have Varnashrama Dharma. People who are intelligent from previous lives, they act as Brahmana. People who are not intelligent from previous lives, they act as Vaishya, Kshatriyas, whatever. That's the solution there. Engaging people according to their Varnas, necessary Varnas, natural propensities. Maybe not ashramas, but Varna is very important. Engaging people according to their inclinations. Actually, I was reading Prabhupada says one of his letters that first Varna comes and then ashram comes. Varna means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Engaging people according to their inclinations and then ashrama, Grastha, Vanprastha, Sannyasa. Why? Because Varna means social order. Varna helps to maintain social order. And ashrama means spiritual order. Ashrama helps to maintain spiritual life. It's a very good insight. So first Varnaka, first you need social order and then spiritual order, right? If you have spiritual order and no social order, then there is chaos. And amidst chaos, you are trying to practice spirituality. Actually, that is what is happening now in our institution to a certain extent. We have ashramas now. Sannyas, ashram, grastha, brahmachari, they're clearly defined. But there is no Varna. So we are not engaged according to Varna, so people are frustrated. Management is having problems. So anyway, that everything is connected by the way. So Prabhupada says, okay, from previous lives, if you have intelligence, act as a Brahman. Everybody is a devotee, but you have to act like that, Prabhupada says. This is another insight as I actually read. Few days back, somebody was asking, said that the Prabhupada devotee is a Brahmana or is a devotee? Devotee is a Shudra or is a devotee? What about that? Prabhupada said devotee is not Shudra. Then they asked Prabhupada, but then how do you then install Varna system? Prabhupada said, but they have to act like Shudra for management's sake. Devotee is not Brahmana. But they have to act like Brahmana for management's sake. Devotee is devotee. It's a very good line. It solves, actually solves so many problems. Very interesting statement. I just finished that book in 15 minutes, but I got my points. Very nice statement. So that's what Prabhupada is actually purporting here. And professing Varnashrama Dharma, if you really look from that angle. Prabhupada is saying, whatever you get, engage in service of Krishna. That's all. If you don't have, just be satisfied. Just be satisfied. One should not try to possess more than he needs for bare necessities. Don't try to. So be satisfied in whatever place you have. What's that verse? Be satisfied. Sthane sita shruti gatam tanu vang mano bhir. Wherever you are, be satisfied. Don't worry about it. Whatever you possess, be satisfied. Don't try to struggle. And don't try to struggle with this material world and try to be something, do something, have something. You end up losing time. That's it. You can think, I can earn money now and then later I will. Oh, actually, this is also another thing. Many devotees, they are professing, earn money, have proper LIC and mutual funds so that later you will have no problem.
Excellent.
It will be secure. Accident? Yes. Accident policies, everything. Make yourself secure. And then later you can have them have some bank balance and then you can do devotion nicely. But then... Then you can ask that devotee, do you know when we will die? When we will die. You end up wasting time, that's all. Managing all these things. I have seen so many devotees who were doing all these things, but they died because of accidents, cancer, plane accidents. Or they were doing saved so much money for their children. Working so hard, and then they get divorced. The wife takes the children. Now what to do? Now nothing is there. From Corona, so many devotees died. we were planning this and this and this and this. If even after Corona, you can't understand this basic thing, then you are not even a human, what to say about the body. I don't think so. Sorry to say this, but it's like that. I mean to say, you have to be super dull-headed. If even after Corona, we are thinking about so many plans and future plans and this. So I don't say that as a householder, you don't plan your future. But don't be absorbed in that. Don't be very grandiose and very, unrealistic plans. Unrealistic according to spiritual calculations, not according to material calculations. Be realistic according to spiritual calculations. Plan something and then leave it, that's all. Save your time. Time is destiny. Remember that. Time. If you have time, then you can do devotion and change your destiny. If you don't have time, you can't do those things. So this puppet, this puppet is good. So Prabhupada is actually arguing against two major deviations. The first deviation is you advise young people to actually first make your career, earn money, and then engage in Krishna consciousness. That's foolishness. And the second deviation is, what's that? Oh, actually, yeah, deviation. Oh, and second deviation is that some people say, I want to become famous. And then that, so when I become famous, so when I will top in my class, then people will say, what is this? You top or you don't top, it doesn't matter. If I don't top in my class, if I don't get good marks, people will blame Krishna. Why they will blame Krishna? They will blame you. That's all. You didn't read. That's all. Krishna consciousness is a part of life. So I didn't get good marks in my class. So I didn't top in my class. So that's why people are blaming that I passed too. Because you waste so much time in passing school, that's why you failed. You can't say anything. Nobody says like that. Because that's a part of life. Krishna consciousness is a part of life. It's not an extracurricular activity. That art should be there. And then you do your own business. Your own life you have to. And save time as much as you want. As you can. And as you should. And practice Krishna consciousness. That's what is advised in this verse. Actually, interestingly, Prabhupada quotes this verse. Yat karoshi yat ashnoshi yat jahoshi yat asi yat. Prabhupada says, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer should be done as offering unto me. Prabhupada gives an interesting explanation. I never saw like this verse like that. Prabhupada says, all that you do, that's interesting, all that you do. That means all that you do means Prabhupada takes in a different word. All that you get from your previous lives, that you engage in service of Krishna. It's a very interesting insight. All that you offer. Prabhupada takes all that in a different word, in a different sense. Generally, traditionally, this verse is explained in the sense, all that you do, all that you offer, in the sense that you want to do something and then you are offering to God. So this verse is taken in the sense of karmishtra bhakti. But Prabhupada takes in a different way. Prabhupada says, all that you offer, all that you got from previous lives, that you offer. Don't try to earn all and then offer. Prabhupada changes the meaning. Interesting meaning. Interesting. All austerities you perform, offer to me. So all austerities, what does it mean? All austerities which is natural to you from previous times. Don't try to do unnecessary austerities which is not natural. That you offer. You know? So that is one thing. all that you eat, all that you, all the food you get from your previous lives, press credits, just offer and eat, that's all. Don't try to earn much and then offer and then eat. Don't do that. So that's the idea there. I think you got the idea. So don't be living dead. Have life. Life in Krishna consciousness. Be awake when others are sleeping. That's one verse in Bhagavad Gita. Ya nisha sarva bhutana tasyam jagrati samyama. So when others are sleeping, devotee is awake. So what does that mean? Others are sleeping in this for the service of Krishna. They don't care for service of Krishna. But devotee is completely awake. He's completely alert for the service of Krishna. His heart is awake. Others people, their heart is sleeping, not absolutely interested in Krishna consciousness. That is the idea. So yeah, I think I'll stop. Any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for such a wonderful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. You have explained so many things. Vasudev means everything, everywhere. Krishna is like a Vishwam in Vishnu Sastranam also will get. Right?
Yeah. Vishwam, Vishnu, Vashatara.
Yeah. So nice, Prabhuji. And you have explained Vairagya, the difference in two types, detachment and getting knowledge. And I like this saying, Prabhuji, time is destiny rather than time is money for materialists. Time is destiny. It's a wonderful thing, Prabhuji. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Devotees, if anyone has any questions, please go ahead, raise your hands or unmute yourselves, please.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, please
yes,
go
yes.
ahead.
Who is this? Hare Krishna.
I think it's Aksh Prabhuji, right? Yeah, please go ahead, Prabhuji.
We can't hear.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Such a beautiful class, Prabhuji. Very nice, perfect also. It's explaining about how magical world is. And I really like what you are saying. It's like it's all Krishna's game. Don't have to worry for anything. However, the stress is there. Like afterwards, happiness comes. And happiness and distress, it's going to be rotating. So we don't have to worry. Our only worry is to how to serve Krishna and always engage in his service. Thank you, Prabhuji. Such a beautiful, beautiful class. And we should not expect any material happiness in this material world. You said, this material world is not going to give us any happiness. Hari Bol. Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful, beautiful explanation.
Who is this?
This is Vinita Gandharvika Devidasi.
Okay.
Very nice words, Prabhuji. And nice explanation. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, if anyone has any further questions, please go ahead.
Krishna Keshavanand Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Yes, Sureshwar Prabhu, yes.
Yeah, Prabhuji, one thing about this Vasudeva aspect, about omnipotent, omnipresent, right? Yesterday we were reading, Prabhu, about this one, 13th chapter, 14th verse. It's easy to understand that the Lord is present everywhere. But when it is said this way in 14th chapter, right? Is sarvataha pani padam tat sarvato shikshiro, right?
Yeah.
So it is saying specific. His hands, his legs, head, mukham, shrutir. Like that is not easy to comprehend. Like we can see how the energy of the Lord is working, but how can we see?
No, actually this verse, it's not easy to comprehend for you. It's not either. It was not easy to comprehend for Advaita Charya also. It comes in Chaitanya Bhagavad. Advaita Charya was thinking on this verse and he got confused that why it is said his hands everywhere, his eyes everywhere, his sarvata pani padam tat sarvata akshishiro muham sarvata shruti mal loke tasyam avratam. What's that after that?
Sarvam avritya tishtati.
Sarvam avritti tishtati. So this verse, it says his hands everywhere, legs everywhere, his ears everywhere. Then what do you do with that? So Advaita Acharya was saying, what kind of thing? I mean to say, we know Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shatyate. Brahman is everywhere, energies and impersonal form. What about this? So he did a fast for 3 days. He couldn't get a solution. Then Nimai came. That time he was not Chaitanya. And he came, he said that, well, I can solve this. And he said, you break your fast first. So he gave him food and he said, it's simple. This verse is talking about Paramatma realization. When you talk about Brahman realization, then his energies and his impersonal aspect is everywhere. But this verse is talk about Paramatma realization. As Paramatma is everywhere, so Paramatma has hands, legs, and mouth and ears. And every one of us has Paramatma in our hearts. So that is why they're saying everywhere there are ears of Paramatma. In everyone's heart, everywhere there is eyes and hands and legs. So this is specifically for Paramatma realization. That's
Prabhupada writes in the purport that part, Prabhu, what you said.
See that?
Because so
You missed that point?
No. But thing, yeah, go ahead, Prabhu. You complete. Yeah.
Yeah. But the point here is, what do we do with this verse now? I mean, okay, Paramatma realization. Now what do we do? So the point of this verse is, actually, that's not my point. I asked one saint who was 95 years old in Jagannath Puri. And I asked him, what's your life's realization? Conclusion. And he quoted this verse. Sarvata pani pada. He couldn't even speak. And I was thinking, what's happening? His life's conclusion is this verse. Gaudiya Krishna. His life's conclusion. I was thinking his life's conclusion is maybe from Bhagavatam some verse or some from Gopi Gita or from at least Sardharman Paritakji. From where this verse has popped up. And then I asked him, why this verse is his life's conclusion? He said, because this verse makes me Krishna conscious. I was completely surprised. That's the point there. If his eyes are everywhere, then he's noticing you. You can't escape his scrutiny. You can't escape his scrutiny. You can't hide. He's the witness. You can't hide your thoughts. You can't hide your feelings. You can't hide your willing. You cannot do that. Everything is noted and everything will be judged. And everything will be punished and rewarded. His eyes everywhere. Sarvata Akshi. Shiro Mukham. His mouth is everywhere. That means he can guide you from anywhere. From inside, from outside. You can get his guidance from anywhere at any time. Even without your notice. But you have to be conscious. Otherwise, you will miss his guidance. You will miss his voice, which he wants you, which he will communicate to you in his own mysterious ways. Sarvada Akshi Shiromukham, Sarvada Pani Padam Tat. His hands are everywhere. That means his control is everywhere. He is in full control. You can't escape his control. It's impossible. You can make your plans, but only his will be done. You can't escape. His legs are everywhere. His legs are everywhere. His hands are legs. That means control. Sarvada Panipad. Sarvada Kshishirvokam. Sarvada Shruti Mallok. His eyes are everywhere. His ears are everywhere. Shruti Mallok. That means he can hear everything. He can hear my lecture now. He can hear your praise from your heart for this lecture or your disgust for this lecture. He can hear everything. He can hear what you speak. He can hear what you will not speak. He can hear everything. So we have to be very careful in speaking whatever we are speaking. everything is recorded. So sarvata shruti mal loke sarvam avritya tishthati, like that Krishna is staying. So avritya means what, covered? Like that he is tishthati, means he is staying, but he is covering all the aspects of life, and you will not be able to cheat him. So this helps us to become Krishna consciousness, conscious of Krishna. And that was his conclusion. That's this verse all about.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Prabhu, one doubt is like Prabhupada wrote and you are saying, right? He is present as super soul in everybody. And because all those people are pervading the entire universe, right? So their hands, their legs are present everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
But their behavior is much different than the Supreme Lord's behavior, right? The individual person who is.
So?
Oh, can
I understand.
Okay.
What is the question?
No, you're saying that, like it is said here, Prabhupada is saying, to understand from a practical way, he is present as Paramatma in everybody, right?
Yeah.
So that's making him present everywhere through the senses of all the individual beings.
No, through the Paramatma form.
Okay.
He is in Paramatma. Paramatma has hands and legs.
Okay.
Paramatma is size of thumb.
Yes.
And he has his beautiful face, beautiful hand, beautiful legs, and he's standing on lotus flower. It's explained in scriptures.
Okay.
So that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. So Prabhu, we most of the time we see the Brahman aspects of the Lord, but here we are seeing the Paramatman aspect of the Lord, right?
It's like yes.
Very, very rare, right, Prabhu, this Paramatma aspect of the Lord being presented.
Yeah, we generally don't talk about it. But the whole point is, Bhagavad Gita is telling us that even Paramatma aspect is will give you a practical insight into Krishna consciousness. It's not redundant. That's the whole idea. It's not that Brahmaiti Bhagavanati Bhagavan. So we are interested in Bhagavan. We are not interested in Paramatma and Brahman. That's what Sahaja said. But Gita doesn't say that. Gita says Paramatma, realization of Paramatma aspect and realization of Brahman aspect, both are favorable for in the practice of Krishna consciousness. And how they are favorable, that I just explained.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Yeah, please go ahead, Mataji.
Yeah, thank you so much. Prabhuji, thank you. So many points. The thing is, like, Prabhu, what I understood, please correct me, Prabhu. Like in the name of Yukta Vairagya, we go so far that we forget the Vairagya. And, you know, it's like whatever my senses want, I'm talking for myself, whatever my senses want, I give everything to Krishna and then satisfy my senses. So the thing is, Prabhu, when you're saying that don't work so hard, if it is destined, it will come. If not, just be a spectator or just, you know, whatever is happening, just see it. And tolerate in a way. At the same time, people like person like me, who is like in Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, Karma Yoga, he says those who are not self-realized, for them they need to do the duty, but you know, they offer their fruit of their activity to Krishna. So Prabhu, if somebody like me who is not a Vairagi, if they try to artificially become a Vairagya. And, you know, live a life which is supposed to be, but the person may not be in a state or mentally. In that case, you know, the fall down, the chances of going, even if like externally we may show something, but internally always thinking about the food or the nice house, the nice car that somebody would have left.
Actually, I got your point.
Yeah, thank you.
But the answer to this is, Srimad Bhagavatam gives the answer. So what's that verse, Srimad Bhagavatam says? Yatha kurvanti karmani shraddha na upchayate, I think 11th canto or something. So until the time You don't get faith in Krishna consciousness. You have to do actions. That's what that verse is. It's a famous verse. So the idea is your mind might be craving for so many things, but if you have faith in the process of Krishna consciousness, and if you have faith that acting in a detached manner is conducive to my soul, and that is Krishna consciousness, then even if your mind is actually going here and there, you should practice it. Because very soon, shipram api shipram bhavati dharmatma sashpat shanti megapshati. Very soon you will become dharmatma. And that's what is Krishna's advice. Prabhupada quotes that verse, I think, in Api Chet Sudaracharo. Api Chet Sudaracharo, which is that verse? 9.30. Api Chet Sudaracharo, bhajte mamanande bhak. Even if you are doing the most abominable activity, not doing, but it's happening because your mind is thinking like that. You don't want to do that when your mind is thinking like that. But bhajte mamanande bhak. But you have complete faith in process of Krishna consciousness, and you have complete faith that acting in a detached manner and at following the advice of Srimad Bhagavatam, I will be cured. Then sadhu reva samantapya. That person in the eyes of God is saint. Why? Because sadhu reva samantapya samyag vaya sadahisa. Because very soon his mind will also become controlled. Shipram bhavati dharmatma. Not only that, very soon he become dharmatma, he become mahatma. Yashvat shantim nigachati and he will attain peace. So that's the idea. The idea is not that what is happening in your mind, because that's happening because of your previous weakness or habits or previous lives. The idea is how much faith you have in these instructions of heart. So if you have faith, okay, just live in this world as, just don't involve, let things come and go. Just see that as entertainment. Don't try to manipulate things. Just be absorbed in service of Krishna. If you have faith in these instructions, then very soon your mind, internal cravings or whatever, it will just get destroyed. So that's what is Krishna saying. Krishna is not calling such a person mithyachara. Any person who doesn't have faith in these instructions, and then externally he's showing like this, but internally he's enjoying, he's a hypocrite. He's mithyachara. So there's a crucial difference there. We are weak, but we are not hypocrites. We are weak, but we have faith that this process will save us. And we want to become strong. We want to become pure. Krishna says he's a saint. You understood?
Yes, Prabhu. Need your blessings, Prabhu, for that. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, there's a question in chat box from Jyoti Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, Swamiji. How to differentiate Lord's voice and Maya? The question.
Lord's voice and Maya's voice? Simple. Lord's voice will never, Maya's voice will never, never inspire you to become detached from this material. That will never happen. Whatever advice is coming from within, if it is taking you towards material world, that is Maya. It is taking you away from the material world and making you detached, that is Krishna. One simple way to understand. Very simple. This is not my understanding, this is Balabhacharya's understanding. This is how you distinguish. Because Maya will never want you to escape, you to get detached from her material, her world. This is her world, and it doesn't want to do that. She will advise you in such a way so that you get more entanglement. So that's the whole idea. By Vairagya. Any voice from within that promotes Vairagya, that is Krishna. Any voice that promotes what is that? Vairagya, positive Vairagya, Saragya. That is Maya. Is it okay? That's the question.
Thank you. If anyone further has any further questions for Prabhuji, please go ahead. I don't think there are any more questions, Prabhuji. I think we can end the call here. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for such an enlightening class today. And we are very fortunate and very grateful to you. We look forward for your association again in the future, Prabhuji. Let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all the devotees. Vancha kalpa taru vyashta namo namaha grantrat srimad bhagavatam ki jai sri lama ki jai keshavanand prabhuji ki jai
ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you for the wonderful class, Prabhuji.
Yeah.